right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported non-commercial radio. This is live from Studio J, and it is time, yes, it's 5 o'clock for our live performance. And in the house, we have Dark Serenity. Can you hear me, folks?
Hi, we can hear you.
All right, you're a little quiet on my end, but we'll figure things out there. All right. We ready to get started?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ready to go.
Little extra feedback for your listening pleasure. All right, let's do it.
All right, this one's called For the Best.
Thank you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J with the band Dark Serenity. Welcome, folks. Can't hear me. All right. Okay. I think we'll probably just have you do another tune. Go ahead. Whoa.
This one's called False Reality.
Reality. I'm sorry, one more time, the first song that was called?
That was called For the Best, and the one we just played was called False Reality.
Okay, For the Best. All right. Okay, I think we got most of the kinks out. That's live radio. We got to deal with that sometimes.
It's all good.
It's all good, definitely. Probably have to deal with that sometimes when you play the clubs too, right?
Oh, I had a time where one of my pedals, the power supply to it came unplugged and all of my distortion disappeared.
In the middle of a song, right?
In the middle of our first song, not just any song. It was the first one.
Well, at least it was the first one. It wasn't your, like, final, like, you know, kick him in the you-know-what, you know, song.
Well, I suppose so. People were still arriving, so
yeah,
chance to mess up a little bit. It happens.
Yeah, it does. So how long you folks been together?
Almost exactly a year. The 28th will be 1 year.
Yeah.
Ah, anniversary.
Yep.
Yeah. Coming up, we actually have a show at the Token Lounge on that day. We're opening up for Kaleido, which is a pretty cool band. Everyone should check out. And that's in Westland. We're looking forward to it. But even though we've only been together for a year, we have been playing our instruments separately for far longer.
Mm-hmm. What's some of the bands that you folks have been in before this, then?
That we've opened for?
No, that you've been, you said you played in other bands?
Oh, no, no.
No, we've just had, like, separate experience as musicians by ourselves before we put this trio together.
Oh, okay. So this is the first for all three of you, like, actual full band, you know, permanent thing?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify and make sure I got it right.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the only show you have coming up, though, right?
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Actually, on Saturday, we're opening up for Richie Kotzen, also at the Token Lounge. And we're going on at 7:30, and we're really looking forward to that. We also got to open up for Last in Line, featuring Vinny Appice, Vivian Campbell. It was a really good time. We got to meet some of the people we've looked up to since we were kids.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I go back that far. I'm a couple years older than you folks, but...
No.
Back in that era, Richie Kotzen was probably just as huge as those other gentlemen.
Oh, yeah?
He's not now. I mean, it's the type of stuff he did didn't carry on into, you know, the next decades. But if you could take a time machine is what I'm trying to say, and go back then, oh, yeah, he was huge. Definitely. Yeah.
To us, he's still a big deal. We like a lot of the modern stuff he's doing. Like, uh-huh. He's been in the Winery Dogs. We're a huge fan of them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, he's still plugging away. He's still doing it. He's one of the few artists from that era, because there were a lot of guitar heroes back then. Richie Kotzen and Steve Vai and Joe Satriani and people.
Love all of them.
Yeah, but you know, you actually have to, like, really be into music to know who Richie is, unfortunately. The average person, I guess, might not know. Unless, of course, like myself, I was around back then. But that's great. You're really opening up for some cool people. That's a lot of exposure there. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It's also fun putting together, I would say, I wouldn't call them smaller shows, but like shows with more like local bands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's definitely fun for different reasons to do both of those things.
Yeah, you know. Like I said, one of them is for exposure. The other one is to, so, you know, people are actually, no offense, but they're actually going there to see you rather than Richie, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying nobody's going to see you, but you know what I mean.
It's I get you.
Yeah, you know. I mean, I wouldn't blame them, but anyway, so you have that. That's coming up this Saturday, you said, Clark?
Yep, this Saturday.
Yeah, and I think, who is it else that I saw on there? Cycress?
Yes.
Yeah, they've been here. All of a sudden, I can't hear you.
It's Cypress and the
Kenny Hill Group.
Kenny Hill, okay. Yeah, they're going to be, well, he's going to be here with his other band, Face to Face, on Tuesday.
Oh, cool.
Have you seen him do that, or?
I have not seen him do that, no.
Yeah, it's kind of like a tribute to Jeff Beck, if you're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but Kenny and Paul have been on here several times. They're actually going to be on a compilation we're putting out through WHFR that should be out by the end of the month.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Definitely. Very good people. All right. Why don't we keep it going? Let's see what we got now.
All righty.
All right. Once again, we are Dark Serenity, and this one's called What You Can't See.
We'll be right back.
Live from Studio J with the band Dark Serenity. All right. Well, if you don't mind, if you could go around the room, introduce yourselves, your name, what you play, maybe a little bit about yourselves besides music, if you want, if you're okay with that.
Well, I mean, my name's Kate. I play guitar and I'm the vocalist. And there's nothing really about me that doesn't involve music. I'll be completely honest here.
Yeah, I was going to kind of say the same thing. My name's Mike. I play the drums and I'm kind of in the same scenario.
My name is Zach and I play bass and I've dedicated my life to music.
Yeah.
So you're in that category of people that fall asleep with your instruments then.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Completely true.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because those instruments are faithful, aren't they? They never leave you. They never let you down.
That's right.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You went out there for a second. What?
Leave you, but they're also a money pit, so they share that in common with other relationships.
Are you sure? Maybe, I don't think it's much of a money pit. Maybe a money pit.
Yes,
not
it is.
As much of. Well, I mean, if you're us, it is, because there's always something. And there's always something more to get.
Yep.
Especially our bassist here.
Oh, yeah.
You can never have enough gear. They say the drummers have the heavy stuff. That's not true.
No such thing as too many amps.
There is such thing.
And they all have to go up to 11.
Yes.
All of them. It's actually funny. My Laney technically does go past 10. It goes up to, kind of turns to 0, and then it goes up. It's weird. It's like in the center.
Okay.
I can take it past 10.
Yeah, but we might blow some equipment, so we better not try it. All right. So is the majority of what you're playing or all of what you're playing available on one release, or how does that work?
We're actually in the process of recording all of these songs, and we're planning on a release pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, is it going to be on CD or physical or just digital?
It's going to be on CD, vinyl, iTunes, Spotify, Shazam, all that jazz.
Everywhere we can everywhere we can put it, honestly.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to do vinyl then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. If you do vinyl, you're going to have to get me a copy then.
Oh, we'll be sure to.
Yeah.
Save one just for you.
We can, thank you, I appreciate that. We can definitely play that if you look. Well, Kate's the only one that can see it, but to the right of me, we have turntables over there.
Oh, yeah.
So, I like playing my vinyl. Especially if it's colored, that's even cooler.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we look forward to that. So, probably by the end of the year, guessing?
Definitely.
Okay.
Cool. Most likely by the end of the summer.
Yeah.
Even better.
Pretty soon, yeah.
When you get it all together, you'll have to come back.
Alrighty.
We'd love to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, what do you have next?
All right. This one's called Coward. We'll be right back.
listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves live from Studio J with the band Dark Serenity.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good to be here.
It really is.
Well, I'm having fun. How about you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm enjoying it.
Always having fun.
I definitely am. I'm rocking. Definitely.
Whenever there's a guitar in my hands, I'm having fun. That's the rule.
All right. Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, if you don't mind, I always like to ask people this, because sometimes I get some pretty interesting answers. What is it that inspired you to start playing music? Like any particular artists or something you heard on the radio? Maybe something your parents turned you on to, whatever?
For me, it was definitely single-handedly Ozzy Osbourne, even though I've definitely widened what I listen to now. But it started with Ozzy. And then that obviously led to Black Sabbath, you know, discovering them. And I actually started on bass. I don't completely know why, but I really liked, even though I didn't even know who Geezer Butler was at the time, I loved the bass on some of the stuff I started listening to on Black Sabbath. And then for Christmas, my dad and my stepmom bought me a bass. And I'm really glad I started with that because this is my favorite instrument.
Okay. Yeah, they had a really good rhythm section, Geezer and Mr. Ward.
Mm-hmm.
people don't give them enough credit. Everybody always focuses on Ozzy, which Ozzy's great, don't get me wrong, but that was a very, very good rhythm section.
Mm-hmm.
Even some jazz influence in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Bill Ward. Definitely jazz influence.
We think you sound like Bill Ward.
I think I do, too.
if I don't mind saying so myself, right?
So... We definitely are a Bill Ward fan. And obviously, I'm a Tony Iommi fan. If anyone could see in the studio here, I'm playing a black SG through a Laney stack.
That should have been a dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah.
And, for me, what led me to where I am now, I suppose, it was interesting. Kind of started in a different direction in terms of my musical influences. It was always classic rock, but it was... I would say that what I play is heavier than what I grew up listening to. I was... really big into Fleetwood Mac. I was really big into the Eagles.
Okay.
Those were some big bands that my family was into.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very musical family. And then I would say around the end of elementary school, it was really cool. My mom showed me Foo Fighters, and my dad showed me like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath. And I don't know. There was a big mixture of modern and classic rock and metal, which really started it all off.
That's great when you can have family that does that. You know? I tried with my kids, but they still didn't listen.
Oh, no. If they're listening, you need to turn on some Sabbath.
There you go. Oh, man. Some of the stuff that they listen to now, it's ridiculous. Oh, God. Are you serious? You know, you don't have to listen to what I listen to. I'm not one of them kind of people or parents, but at least pick somebody that actually has talent.
Yeah.
That actually plays their own instrument.
Agreed.
That actually writes their own songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it all comes down to for us, is we generally like it if it's raw and authentic and it's coming from the heart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely rather hear something that's not even the greatest thing I've ever heard, but something that's different or unique than something that is perfect. You know, but okay, I've heard that before, you know, big deal.
But yeah, I mean, we're completely with you. I mean, a really big thing that we're into is kind of raw, untouched, gritty rock. You know, like back in the days where you couldn't auto-tune, so that's
right.
Why you didn't.
Yeah.
Back when you would slice your amps up with knives and kick them over to get distortion. I mean, that's what we like.
Yeah, that's what we're going for, and that's what we're really passionate about, and I think it shines through.
I think so, too, definitely, from what I can hear so far. That's great. Okay, why don't we do another one?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do another one. This one's going to be called Don't Question the Reason Why, as soon as Mike's ready.
Thank you.
There's that one song. Every band that comes in here has one of those. It ends so abruptly that it catches me off guard.
We were scared. We're like, what are you talking about?
What is that one
what
song?
What is it known for? What did we do wrong?
No, you didn't do anything wrong, but it's hilarious. Every band does that to me. There's always one song per performance that just ends abruptly like that. Just yeah, well, stops.
It's good to catch you off guard.
It does. It's like, well, I can't say it, you know. Hurry up and get to the button. Oh, boy. Keeps me on my toes, though. You got to do that once in a while.
There you go.
Starts abruptly, ends abruptly.
Yeah, you don't want me to get too complacent. You know, I get really bad when I get like that.
We're trying to keep you on your toes.
Eat a Snickers.
Yeah.
That's what I forgot to do before the show.
You're not you when you're hungry.
That would be me, all right. All right, so yeah, that's definitely a great tune.
Oh, thanks. That's the one we usually start off with, just because it's such a hard start. I'm like, it starts really hard and fast, and it ends the same way. So it like gets people up to the front, it gets people moving, gets people involved.
Gets their intention right away.
Yeah.
So is that the track where your pedals went awry that you were talking about earlier?
Yeah, it was actually, yeah.
That is the track.
Oh, man.
So
now that I know which song it was, yeah, that did suck.
So it was pretty evident that something had gone wrong, because it went from being very loud consistently to very much so...
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah. Well, it wasn't quite nothing. It was more, it sounded like a tube went out in my amp, which was kind of terrifying. I was like, oh my God, I just first started this set, oh my God. But no, it was an easy fix, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mike here is pretty famous for dropping sticks during his performances.
Yeah, that's me. I play really energetically, so sometimes a stick might go flying across the room or hit one of my bandmates in the head or
sometimes,
something.
Yeah, like I'll never forgive you for that.
Yeah,
it right. One flew out of his hand and hit me
straight
right in the back of the head while we were playing.
Domed her in the head.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyway. It'd be even worse if you were facing him. You get like a drumstick in the eye.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing more metal than that.
Want to see my battle scars? This is a drumstick right here.
That's right.
I got this drumstick to me eye back in the day.
That's why I wear this patch. Okay. All right. So for our listeners, what would be the best way to get your music currently then?
Right now we don't have any releases.
Okay.
That's the one we're working on. Okay. The best way to catch our music right now is to catch our live shows.
There you go.
Follow our Facebook and our Instagram. Our social media is always promoting our shows.
Mm-hmm.
Our Facebook is, and our Instagram is just under the username Dark Serenity Band. You can find us on both of those platforms that way.
Okay. I think you did, I did see a couple things. I think they're on YouTube, I believe.
Yeah. We didn't take any of those. Those are from other people.
Audience. Yeah. See, now you get an assignment when you go home. Yeah, because I know I saw something. I was, you know, doing the research this week, and I forgot where it was at, but it was a really good quality video, though.
Yeah, we did a show. We did a battle of the bands.
I think that's what it was. I think that's what it was. It was somebody that shared something that Paul had posted.
Well, that's not that, though.
That wasn't battle of the bands, then.
Maybe that's something different.
I don't know.
That's something we're not aware of. We should go check that out.
I could be wrong about the Battle of the Bands thing, but yeah, it was definitely up there, though. So now you learn something new about your own band.
Good to know.
Cool. All right, so until you get the new release, you just have to come out and see them, which
that's
going to be this Saturday at the Token Lounge.
Yeah.
And then the end of the month, that's a Saturday as well, I believe, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That is, and we've got some show. We got at least a couple of shows in between. Like on the on Friday the 13th, we are playing at Simon's After Dark. We're actually doing a Sabbath themed show with some other local bands. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay. So is it going to be all Sabbath songs or just themed?
No.
Or? No.
It's going to be a mix.
It's going to be a mix. Each band is playing a few songs by Sabbath, mixed with their originals in their set.
Okay. Now, are they going to pick particular eras at all, do you think, or is it just going
to... Well, most people seem to be interested in doing Aussie Sabbath. Like, there's a lot of Master of Reality songs being played, but I do know, I'm pretty sure that one of the bands is also playing some Dio Sabbath.
Yeah, because you got to admit, some of that stuff was quite good, at least the first ones they came out with.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge Dio fan, too. I mean, like,
you know,
we all are.
I remember the tour. It was called the Black and Blue Tour. It was Heaven and Hell came out that year, and it was Black Sabbath and Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh.
That was
that was a
wonderful show. Yes. Yes. So. All right.
All
what
right.
We have now.
What?
Play another tune?
Yeah.
Yep.
All
Let's
right.
Do it.
This one's called Black Sheep.
Thank you.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Dark Serenity.
Hello.
All right. I'm kind of bumming. We're starting to run out of time. I don't like this.
That's fine. That song was called Black Sheep. To us, that's probably our finest accomplishment.
Yeah. Very fun to play, and I think it's appeasing to the ear.
Okay. I think you should tell more about it, because like, that song is probably our proudest accomplishment. That's usually what we use to end the show, too, because mm-hmm. we feel like it's a hard-hitting end.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it have any meaning for you as far as the lyrics, the title, or just something you just wrote?
No, it definitely has meaning. It's paying homage to especially the guys in the band here.
Hey-o.
It's kind of the story. It's a story that could apply to anyone, but was written about them per se. It's about a kid who has dreams that his family does not approve of, kind of a misfit, and they find a way to make it work. You know, they pursue it anyway. They kind of throw caution to the wind, and they end up making the decisions for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And there is no plan B.
Nope.
This is it.
This is not an option.
No?
This is all we want to do.
Okay. That's what you got to do. That's the only way. I mean, when it comes to anything in life, you have to be focused. You have to be, you know, make that decision. This is what I'm going to do.
That's right.
And, you know, nothing's going to stop you.
That's right. If you have a plan B, plan A is not going to work.
No, because you're always going to have that in the back of your mind. Well, if this doesn't work out.
That's right.
I can always do this instead, and that's not going to happen.
Not an option. Yep. That's great. Okay, well, I definitely wish you the best. I don't want to say that like I'm not going to see you again. I do mean that, though.
Yeah. You know, thank you.
I hope things go really well.
Thank you. You deserve it.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah. Had a blast.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. All right, I think we could squeeze in at least two more. So what do you have for us next?
Well, actually, we have one last one. It's a pretty long song.
Well, if it'll get us up to 6 o'clock, then I'm happy with that, you know.
Oh, I think it'll put it there.
Yeah.
If it puts us a little past, that's cool too, you know, if you want to just make a jam out of it.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Let's do it.
Let's make it a jam.
All right. So to end the show, well, if you're going to do that, then I want to thank you again for coming.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Kate, yeah. Zach, Michael, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And I hope to see you again.
Oh, we'll be back.
All right.
Thank you.
Once again, Dark Serenity.
Something, do you recall? But now when I hold you in my hands, I fear that you mean nothing at all. The gold is gone and still we've caused too much
Oh!
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener supported, non-commercial radio.